Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to interview our star Chinesey student, Astrid. She's a great Chinese student and will share with us a very, very useful phrase today. Hi, Astrid.
你好。
你好。Which Chinese phrase do you like to share with us today, and why do you think it's useful?
我不知道, which means I don't know.
我不知道, okay. You don't know what you're going to share with us. That's exactly what we're going to learn today. Right, so let's repeat a couple times. 我不知道。
我不知道。
我不知道, that means I don't know. 我 is I, 不 is no. 知道, that means to know something with a knowledge of something. And 知道 is actually a phrase. 知 is knowledge. 道is to hear and the way to go, like Taoism. That's the same word, Tao.
Oh, really?
And 知道 itself, that means with knowledge of something, like something I know. So 我不知道 means I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So let's get the sound right as well. 我 is the third tone. 不 is the fourth tone. 不. 知 is the flat first tone. 道is the fourth tone. Okay, 我不知道。
我不知道。
我不知道。And to say, I do know, I know something, then you just take out 不。我知道 means I know. So next time when your teacher asks you a question in the classroom, if you know, raise your hand, say 我知道. Or if they give you a code call and there's, oh gosh, I don't know how the answer is, then you say 我不知道. Let's repeat again, 我不知道。
我不知道。
Right. Why did you find it useful? I don't know anything. Why is it useful?
This is the first Chinese phrase I ever learnt in group lessons I did every Saturday. And I didn't really know what the teacher was saying most of the time. And so my answer to a lot of questions was 我不知道. And since then, I've had a lot of opportunities to use it, especially when I went to China.
Right, so people forgive you when you said 我不知道, is that right?
Yes.
And they will stop the conversation or they continue more conversation with you?
They will usually try to speak with me more slowly so that I understand, but that usually doesn't work.
Okay, I hope in the future you can tell them 我知道, 我知道,
yes,
rather than 我不知道. Right, and then you went to China several times and tell us you went there by yourself, right?
Yes. This summer, I went to China for 3 weeks of camp, and I was dropped off by my mum. And actually, the first night, we went to a Hutong kind of area for dinner, and we found a dumpling restaurant. And the menu was all in Chinese, and we had no idea what was written there. So I worked up quite a frenzy. My mum has no clue about anything to do with China. And so we couldn't order anything. So
there was no pictures?
No pictures. So I was just like, 我不知道,我不知道,对不起,对不起, to the waiters. But finally, we found a person who spoke both English and Chinese. So, phew.
Right, so you are saved.
Yes.
Right, so this is a very useful phrase, 我不知道. Okay, Astrid, I know you are 13?
Yes, 13.
This is amazing. I hope everybody can start learning no matter what age you are. There's never end in learning. Thank you for coming, Astrid. 我不知道 is the phrase today. 我不知道 I don't know. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and subscribe. We'll be back soon. Until then, 再见.